Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 11, beginning in verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let's go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you. And are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." After saying these things, he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he'll recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let's also go, that we may die with him." Jesus has gotten word, and he waits 2 days on purpose. It says, because he loves him. You'd think because he loves him, he would go. But he says, "No, I love him, so I'm not going to go." Jesus is doing something that's going to make this a four-day event. That would have gone past the culturally and Jewish tradition that death would not be declared until 3 days, which would mean corruption of the body would have started taking place. And we'll find that out when they say, "Behold, he stinketh," because he's a corpse. So Jesus is clearly making a point that the death of a believer is not termination, but translation, and that this death in particular even has another purpose for the glory of God. He has purposefully waited so that he would be legally and culturally affirmed as dead. And then he decides to go. The last time he was there, not many days before that, they were trying to kill him and to stone him. The disciples said, "They're going to stone you." And Jesus said, "Nope, we're not in the time of darkness. We're in the time of light. So let's go and proclaim the truth of the word and the exaltation of Christ, and that light will dispel the darkness." They're still not comforted. In fact, Thomas says, "Well, let's go die with him." Then Jesus says something very interesting. He said, "Let's go. Lazarus is asleep." This is going to become the genesis of the very word that is used about believers when they die. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. Jesus has triumphed over death, and this is going to be the occasion to not only declare Jesus' soon triumph over death in his own resurrection from his atoning death on the cross by bringing Lazarus back from the dead. We also do not die to termination. Our death is transformation and translation into the presence of God. Of course, when he says sleep, the disciples say, "Well, if he's fallen asleep, he'll get up later." And Jesus said, No. He has died. But what I'm telling you, he's a believer. So the death of a believer is different. And I'm going to demonstrate it. You will then see is that I am the Messiah. Number two, a believer need not fear death. And number three, believers, when they die, it is not something that they are arriving at a destination. They are merely in transition for transformation. I love what Thomas says. "Let's go with him so that we may die with him." While I applaud Thomas's willingness for martyrdom, at least at this point in time, actually, that's not what's going to happen. No, the light is going to dispel the darkness, and they're not going to die at this point in time when they go for this resurrection of Lazarus, when Jesus shows his power. But I will say this. Like Thomas, I would like to invite you, go with Jesus. Die to yourself in order that you might live for him. And this is the glorious truth. If you die to yourself, you'll live unto him. If you live unto yourself, then you will die in eternity under the decree of Christ the Judge. But if you'll come to him, you can have him as Savior, because he bore the judgment for you at the cross and has won the victory over sin, over hell, over the grave, and over death. For the believer, to live is Christ. Die, that's gain. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.